Texas is trying to get a grip on a very old problem. Some of its inactive oil wells are leaking, and in many cases, the companies that operated them have gone out of business. So it's up to the state to plug the wells to prevent toxins from getting into groundwater and rivers. And as Janet Heimlich reports, there could be hundreds of thousands of wells hurting the environment and not nearly enough money to fix them.
On a farm about 20 miles south of San Antonio, a crew of seven men are getting ready to plug an oil well. Tim McGilvery supervises the plugging.
Okay, well, we're going to 1,475 feet.
The well is no more than a 4-inch wide steel pipe stuck deep in the ground. It's being plugged because crude oil and salt water are rising up inside. Where you have oil, you also have very salty water. McGilvery stands next to a truck that's holding a very large spool of steel tubing. The spool is turning, easing the tube down into the well.
We're running the coal tubing down to the desired depth right above the production zone. And we're going to mix some cement, 20 sacks of cement, and pump it right above the production zone.
In other words, the crew is going to pump cement down the tube and squish it into the well. When it's over, two cement plugs, each hundreds of feet long, will prevent the oil and salt water from polluting the groundwater. The company that operated this well is no longer in business, so the state is picking up the $1,400 cost of the plugging. The money comes out of what's called the Oil Field Cleanup Fund, which is paid into with oil companies' permit fees. Since its inception in 1983, the fund has paid to plug nearly 14,000 abandoned oil and natural gas wells. Tony Garza is one of three commissioners who head the Texas Railroad Commission, which oversees the fund.
If a well is leaking, if a well is going to jeopardize an aquifer, a river basin, we're pretty, I think, good actually about getting out and plugging them.
In 1991, the fund was expanded to also pay to clean up sites where there's been a spill. But the problems may be much greater than what the fund can handle. Over the last decade, the Texas Railroad Commission has seen a significant rise in the number of abandoned wells. It's now at about 17,000. Not all those wells may need plugging, but the cleanup fund can only pay to plug about 1,400 a year. Also, the commission estimates there are 700,000 oil and gas wells it doesn't have records on. It's anybody's guess whether these wells have been plugged or plugged correctly. Again, plugging supervisor Tim McGilvery.
We have salt water overflowing or saturating an area, and we have to dig out the area and find the well and find out that they had just stuck a fence post in the well and one sack of cement or something like that.
Environmentalists partly blame the Texas Railroad Commission, which has regulated the oil and gas industry since 1919, of allowing the situation to get out of hand. Critics say the agency has given drilling permits to many fly-by-night oil companies that later fail to plug their wells. Rick Lowry is an environmental lawyer in Austin. He says the commission sits securely in the pocket of the oil industry.
Our regulation in Texas has always been basically self-regulation.
Texas Railroad Commissioner Tony Garza, who was elected in 1998, admits that in years past the agency should have done more to protect the environment. But he says with recently developed programs, the commission is taking that role more seriously.
Bonding programs and well plugging, site remediation, raising the awareness about what we do here. This is a direction that we're moving in that I think has been positive.
Landowners who have been affected by leaking oil wells are seeing progress. On this spring morning in West Texas, about a half day's drive from Austin, Ralph Holscher drives to his farm. Holscher says when he inherited the land in 1981, he had a tough time farming it.
And there was so much land that was just barren land, wouldn't grow any crops.
Holscher says he can't prove it, but he believes the problem came from salt water leaking from abandoned oil wells in the area. But he says now that the state has plugged those wells, he can grow crops. Holscher gets out of his truck to view his 30 acres that are nearly filled with golden stalks of wheat.
I still have some spots that are weak. You know, you can see weaker spots out there, but you know where the salt is still affecting the crop. But at least something's growing now.
The Oil Field Cleanup Fund may not be enough to plug all the problem wells in Texas, but farmers like Ralph Holscher say they're glad it's around. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.